The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. If Earth had been slightly smaller and less massive, life may never have gained a foothold here. The key to life on Earth, as we know it, scientists figure, is plate tectonics, the forces that move continents and build mountains. And the more massive the world is, the thinner its plates are. Thinner plates are weaker and more easily moved, and so able to support the kinds of crucial plate-shaping plate tectonics experienced on this planet over the billions of years that life evolved, from simple one-celled organisms to complex creatures that can fly, swim, and read. So plate tectonics are essential to life as we know it. New studies reveal Earth has been on the edge of habitability from the beginning, and just eked by to allow life-friendly conditions. Plate tectonics is what allows the carbon cycle on Earth to operate. So as plates spread apart from each other, slide under one another, and even crash into each other to lift gigantic mountain ranges like the Himalayas, they also recycle carbon dioxide. This greenhouse gas acts as a thermostat to keep Earth balmy but not scorching over geologic timescales. So recycling is important, even on a planetary scale.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.